Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. We're just a day over a week before the elections, just 8 days till the elections. I want to encourage us, brothers and sisters, to pray for our country and to pray for one another, to pray that we may be able to hear the Lord, that He will lead us in the way we should go, that we will conduct ourselves in the way we should, and that God will protect our country as He sees fit. I ask you really, and I've asked this before, I ask you in this week before the elections to fast from something. If you can, go to Mass one day a week more than you usually do. Offer it for that intention, that God may show us the way through some difficult circumstances. So let's ask the Lord and take it seriously, because God hears every word of every prayer we pray. And if there's a whole chorus of voices rising up from this land, God will hear us. Let's pray. When I concluded the program last Friday that airs on Sunday, you follow my the route I'm taking here. When I was speaking in that program, I was talking about something that St. Thomas More had written about Zacchaeus. And I want to finish what I had started to read. In fact, I'll just go back and read the whole thing to you, because it hits on one of the most prevalent things in our lives, which is that we make rash judgments. Everybody made rash judgments about Zacchaeus. He was a tax collector, therefore he was a sinner, therefore he was an outcast, etc., etc., etc. We do that all the time. And Thomas More, I'll read it from the beginning. Thomas More said this: "Look at Zacchaeus, who climbed up a tree in his desire to see our Savior. He was filled with goodness and deeply touched with a special grace to the great profit of his soul. When Christ called out loud to him and said, 'Zacchaeus, make haste, come down, for I must stay at your house today,' the people were stunned. All the people were muttering complaints about this, that Christ would call him and be so familiar with him as to offer on his own initiative to come to his house. How terrible. And Thomas More says this: "But that was a rash, presumptuous, and blind judgment they made on him, for no one could see his inner disposition, and no one could see the possibility of a sudden change in it. Zacchaeus, by a prompting from the Spirit of God, and in reproach of all such judgment, immediately proved them all wrong. He showed that with those few words spoken out loud to him, our Lord had so changed his heart that whatever he had been before, he was then, unbeknownst to them all, suddenly turned good. For in a hurry he came down and gladly received Christ and said, 'Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. If I have defrauded anyone of anything, I restore it fourfold.'" Look at that lavishness. Just an encounter with the living God produced it. Thomas More says, "It is good always to be doing some good thing right now while we are thinking about it. When we do this, grace more solidly takes hold in us, and it also increases so that we can then go on to do some other good thing." When you've done something good and you know it's good, keep going right away. That's what Thomas More advocates. Just keep going. Do more good deeds. Shore them up. Firm it up. Spread the gospel. And as you do, your own sins have less power on you. Yes, they need to be forgiven, but they will have less and less power on you the more Christ comes into your life. So I just want to encourage you, brothers and sisters, pay attention to the gospel and live according to it. Day by day, step by step, even verse by verse. The reading today from Philippians 2, verses 1 to 4. "Brothers and sisters, if there is any encouragement in Christ, any solace in love, any participation in the Spirit, any compassion and mercy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, with the same love, united in heart, thinking one thing. In other words, God is so pleased with unity among us because he is three persons, one God, totally one. And he imparts not that full mystery to us, but he imparts the grace to us that we become one with our family, with our friends, with our co-workers, insofar as that's possible. Complete my joy by being of the same mind, with the same love, united in heart, thinking one thing. Do nothing out of selfishness or out of vainglory. Rather humbly regard others as more important than yourselves. Humbly regard others as more important than yourselves. Each looking out not for his own interests, but also everyone for those of others. All of us are called to look out for the needs of others. Pay attention to the needs of others. When we do that, brothers and sisters, it's amazing to me how often our own needs get met. Maybe not the things we think are our needs, but actually something happens to us and we said, I didn't even know I needed that. But God does. God does. God loves you. You, personally. He loves you. He wants to draw you into union with himself. And even while that's going on, he wants to use you for you to be his servant, a servant of his word, to bring his truth, his love, his mercy to other people and draw them to God with you. That's the best thing you can do in this life. It's the best thing that anybody in the world can do, is to seek to follow God with your whole heart, soul, mind, and strength, and help as many people as you can come to see the truth. You don't have to be a scripture scholar. You just have to be someone who loves the Lord and obeys him. That's enough. And, of course, repents when you fail. Psalm 131, in you, O Lord, I have found my peace. You know that you really can find peace when you're in the Lord. O Lord, my heart is not proud, nor are my eyes haughty. I busy not myself with great things, nor with things too sublime for me. Nay, rather, I have stilled and quieted my soul like a weaned child on its mother's lap, so is my soul within me. I want to be at rest. As a child who has been fed, child who is satisfied, who rests, just stays near his mother, close in her arms. Like a weaned child on its mother's lap, so is my soul within me. Is your soul that way, contented and peaceful? In your relationship with God, there can be storms everywhere outside. But are you walking with Christ? Are you loving him? Are you seeking to allow his love to flow not only through you or in not only in you, but through you to others? That's the whole purpose of life, is to bring people to God. Are you doing that? We can do it from a Wall Street office, and we can do it if we're garbage collector. I don't mean to disdain garbage collectors. Believe me, you who do that work, you are badly, badly needed, and I am grateful to every one of you. But sometimes, according to the world's standards, the man in the Wall Street office can be more important than the garbage collector, but God doesn't look at what you do. He looks at who you are. There are saints who are garbage collectors, and there are major sinners who carry all kinds of titles and privilege and honor and wealth on Wall Street. Don't choose by externals. There are also saints on Wall Street. They are there. Those who overcome the human fleshly desires for power, for money, for prestige, for honor, for recognition. Those of us who don't make those the goals of our lives, but make loving God and bringing that love to others the major goal of our life, often is more successful. Ponder that. Why are you doing what you are doing? In you, O Lord, I have found my peace. It's there with him. That's where peace is. Luke chapter 14, verses 12 to 14. On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees. He said to the host who invited him, "When you hold a lunch or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or sisters or your relatives or your wealthy neighbors, in case they may invite you back and you have repayment. Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." Sometimes, brothers and sisters, we can feel like life has dealt us a hard blow, and looks like other people get all the wealth and riches and power and prestige, or at least they have a happy life, and here I am. I'm trying to follow God, and it's awful. Well, the first thing you do is you go to the Lord and say, "Lord, help me to carry my burden, and please, in your great mercy, reveal yourself to me. Let me know you more and follow you more." You pray like that, you'll be amazed at what God does for you, if you mean it. Sometimes, you know, we pray just because I want peace. That's all I want is peace. But what we really want is to be held in the arms of our Savior, peaceful, confident in his love for us. And there we find rest. Not in all the solutions, but in the relationship with him. And that's what God wants to do for you. He wants to draw you close to himself. And I want to urge you, really urge you, to open your heart to that. Mother Teresa wrote this about inviting the poor, you know, reaching out. So often we reach out to people are bigger or more prominent than we are. But Mother Teresa was convinced that when you sought the poor, you found Jesus. Through the years that I've spent working in the slums, I have learned that it is precisely the poor who are aware of human dignity. Their biggest problem isn't a lack of money. It is feeling stripped of their right to human dignity and love. Humanity's greatest sin stems from denying the poor their right to human dignity. Notice it's not to things, but to human dignity. You are worth helping. You are worth saving. God loves you. Because human beings measure being human only by the standard of the things they own. That's our problem, brothers and sisters. Mother Teresa said we were among the poorest of the world in this country. And it was precisely for that, because human beings measure being human only by the standard of the things they own, not by who they are, not by who Christ is. Not that all of these around me are my brothers and sisters. We're not looking at life that way. And God is calling us in his word to do it. Mother Teresa, pray for us. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, you can receive my free booklet by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. You can also request it by going to our website, renewalministries.net. Renewalministries.net. From there, select radio, then select food for the journey, and you'll find a great deal of information available to you. God bless you.